League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You know, Facebook came to the rescue again this weekend. Just when I think that there is nothing good that comes from Facebook, something awesome happens, and I get so thankful for it.
Okay. I thought it was dead, at least to a lot of people, right? But you're telling me it's alive, and it's well, and it still serves a purpose?
Yeah. Do you hear this in the background?
Lori,
do you know what this is?
I have a quick question, and I was wondering if anybody could help me out.
That's me doing a Facebook Live this past weekend.
What?
Yeah.
In desperation. What happened?
100%. I was... making brownies for my nephew's communion, and I had like three giant trays of brownie. And of course, the minute I go to start cutting them, they're falling apart. I can't get them out of the pan.
Oh.
And I was like, there's got to be a hack. Like, there's got to be something that I'm missing. And I started Googling around, and I couldn't find any ideas of like how to cut these brownies without like completely ruining the trays, right?
What did the internet serve you up?
So many things. So by the time I finished a minute and a half of pleading with people to help me with this, all kinds of things. I line the pan with parchment paper and I take the whole slab, pop it out after it cools, and then I just cut it that way, not even cutting it in the pan. That's genius.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you,
a pretty
Kathy.
Good idea, right? Because the pan is always the pain.
Yep.
That's what I hate about pies.
Lisa says a flexible spatula gets the pieces out. Well, I was definitely using the one that I flipped meat on the grill, so that was good to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a stiff one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need the cheapo plastic.
That was another thing that people said. A lot of people said plastic knives, which I never would have thought of in a million years.
Hmm.
Plastic knives are the way to get brownies out. And the minute I tried it, it worked like a charm. Dip the knife in hot water, Eleni says. It was like all of a sudden all these ideas were coming through. I had my answer within a minute and a half. I was able to cut the brownies, make them all the same size, and move on with my life.
Something about a party pan size brownie as a single loaf.
Mm.
Really, I love the idea of that, right? So, I mean, if I'm making three trays, I pop all of them out. The first two I learn how to really cut on. The last one I eat like it's a piece of toast.
Oh my gosh.
I just position myself at the end of the table.
Lori wrote, use a pizza cutter. That's not helpful, Lori. There's no way a pizza cutter can cut brownies. That's crazy talk.
Ah.
We're making a movie. It's really happening. It's so exciting.
It is crazy, right?
Yes. So back in December, I had an idea for a Christmas movie, and Raven and I were talking about it on the air and joking how Hallmark wouldn't return my calls. And I talked about like the plot of my movie, and the phone started ringing, and it's like one of those things that you never actually expect to happen. And it was a production company that makes a lot of Christmas movies and says, we'll make your movie. It's a good idea, and we want to make your movie.
It's wild.
And then you hear about it, and you're like, for real? Like, you know, you think you're like, for real?
You're like, okay.
Yeah, but
what
you
do I have to give you? Like, my mother's maiden name, my checking account number. What is happening here?
So, the Anna and Raven Show has teamed up with Jamelli Films to make Santa's Second Wife. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to santassecondwife.com. But a couple weeks ago, I went and I met with the film crew that will be filming the movie. They're great. You're going to, I'm going to have the director of photography probably on the air with us in the next couple days.
Cool.
To talk about everything that's going on. But right now, we're casting for the movie. So, on Actors Access, it has all the roles. And now I'm casting. So Candace Cain, she's the director, and she really has the final say over everything. She does everything.
Well, she has the experience.
She knows what she's doing.
Let's trust her.
Unlike me.
Right.
She's like, what do you think of this person for this role? And I'm like, yup, sounds great.
Right, that's awesome. Right, everything's awesome. Right.
So I have some audition clips that have been approved that I can play. This is the gentleman who is applying for the role of Kingston, who is the head elf in Santa's workshop.
Ah! What? What is it?
Robert!
Kingston, stop. It's me.
Santa! Sound the alarm!
It's me. I'm Santa.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Santa is old and wrinkly and chubby.
Hey, now, I wasn't that chubby.
It's so
that guy sounds anxious.
Yeah, he's... exciting. And I never knew that when you like you audition for movies,
yeah,
you send like video clips. So there's somebody off screen that's reading like the scene.
Right.
And then the person is actually on there.
Yeah, they have to read with you. Yep.
Yeah, let's see. This is the actress that's applying to play Dakota, who's another one of the elves. And FYI, my kids' names are in the movie, which is awesome. So Dakota in real life is my daughter, but this is one of the female elves.
Santa is trusting you with setting him up on dates.
He sure is. What's so funny?
It's not easy to fake laugh like that.
Well, but that was two actors. That was two real actors there together.
No, it wasn't.
No?
Well,
the reader sounded better.
Oh, my God.
Time.
Raven,
that was better.
I can't give a spoiler alert as to why that sounds so legit.
Uh-huh.
But.
All right. Well, don't do it. If you're not supposed to do it, don't do it.
If she accepts the role, you'll know why both those voices sound familiar and why the guy off screen sounds so familiar.
I cannot believe we're getting Meryl Streep. It seems like a lot. I mean, but that's pretty cool, right?
And this handsome guy is auditioning to play Santa Claus.
We have been married for 1,720 years, and you knew my job before you married me.
Your job? You took this on yourself, Nick. You created Santa Claus.
I'm self-employed.
Which means you can stop whenever you want.
I just love it. Santa has got to fill out a 1099 at the end of the year. He's a contractor.
All right. So there's a lot of ways if you want to be part of our movie that you can do it. If you're an actual actor or an actress, we have all the information on where you can apply on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. And if you just want maybe an extra role or you want to contribute to the production, you want to do product placement or anything like that, all that information is available at santassecondwife.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that drives you nuts? Your chance to get it off your chest. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you're one of those people that half reads your texts and emails, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, well, you know, I'm kind of one of those people, too.
You're definitely one of those people. I am not, which is why when I did this last night, I felt like such a fool.
What happened?
So one of my girlfriends, she's a nurse, and she sends me a picture, and it looks like a pregnancy test, and it's got the two lines, and it says and underneath it, she wrote, it only took 2 years. So I immediately wrote, I was like, congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm like, you must be so happy. It was a COVID test. It was not a pregnancy test. It was a COVID test.
It's just another scan.
And
now you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, because it's like a chain of me and like, you know, three other women. And everybody else is like, oh my gosh, like, how do you feel? Are you okay? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I was like, it's the first trimester. Of course you don't feel good.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was like, what? And then I like looked at it and I zoomed in. I'm like, oh, that's a COVID test. That's not a pregnancy test with those two lines. Oh, my bad. My bad. On that.
Yeah, well, I hope your friend's all right.
I know. She'll be all right.
Sometimes things happen fast. If you drive away with things on the roof of your car, that's all I need to know about you. So I'm walking my dogs yesterday in the neighborhood, and I find a cell phone. And, like, I mean, not a cell phone like you carry, but, like, you know, wireless from your house. Who carries a wireless phone, by the way, anymore? Does anybody actually use, like, a home phone line?
Me.
You do?
And I have the wireless ones.
Oh, my gosh.
I have one in my bedroom and one downstairs in the family room.
Well, sad news. Whichever one of my neighbors drove away with it was using it in their driveway, I guess, and, like, put it on their car because they were like, oh, yeah, that's what I do with a house phone, and then drove away. Somebody, you know, it fell off their car, and then somebody else ran it over.
Yes.
So right now, out by the telephone pole up on my lawn, because I don't know whose it is.
Yeah.
So I feel bad. I don't want to just throw it in the trash. They'll be looking for it forever. So it's, like, leaning up against the telephone pole in front of my house.
I'm
right
relatively
now.
Certain. And you can buy them now for like $9.
I would think so. You get like five of them, yeah. I would think, right? Like in 1999, get seven headsets.
Yeah,
right?
I remember Costco used to have like the pack of them. There'd be like 37 of those phones all together. And they're like $12.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If the only exercise your dog ever gets is you opening the door so he can run outside, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, these are the people. They just let him out to go to the bathroom, and then they call him back in. And then they never do anything else with the dog.
That's me.
What?
Lila doesn't like going for walks.
She doesn't like going for walks.
She has high anxiety. You know she's a fearful dog. She doesn't like when it's light outside. We can only let her out in the dark. You think I'm going to take her for a walk? You know that.
I mean, I know she's sensitive, but telling me she's
not
like
sensitive. She has high anxiety.
She's like agoraphobic. She cannot leave the house.
You cannot handle her on a walk. Her fear is too much. I can only let her out, and most of the time, she'll only run out and she'll be scared, and then she'll run right back in. And she'll only go outside and hang out for a few minutes when it's dark outside.
All right. Well, besides Anna's once in a lifetime crazy dog that she has,
she's special needs.
Okay.
Not crazy.
Besides you and your household.
Yes.
Walk your dogs. Take your dog out.
When I was watching everybody walk into the Met Gala last night, I wasn't thinking that panic was going to come over me like it did. When I saw her, I was like, whoa, no, wait a minute. Like, I had so many questions. So the Met Gala was last night. It's fashion's biggest night. This year's theme was Gilded Glamour. They always make up these themes. It's basically a costume party. And I think this year's theme is kind of like Bridgerton, like big corsets and the big skirts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some people did it. Some people didn't. One of the people that did not do it was Kim Kardashian, because she's Kim Kardashian. She's got to kind of...
She's got to be bold. She's got to be a statement in herself, right?
She's got to upstage everybody else.
Look, I've never seen you be so upset with her as you are this morning.
It's not that
I'm
upset.
This is so funny.
I don't think I like it. So I'm a huge Marilyn Monroe fanatic. You know how you have those Marilyn Monroe people that are obsessed? I'm one of those people.
Right.
So when she gets out there and she's standing next to Pete Davidson and she is wearing the actual dress that Marilyn Monroe wore when Marilyn sang this.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday.
I mean, ironically, that dress might have the DNA of both Marilyn and the president.
I know.
There.
I'm watching that documentary on Netflix right now. I've got like 7 minutes left of it. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's eye opening.
Yeah.
But I've read every book, so it's not anything new. Anyway, but when I saw her wearing it, the first thing I thought was, they better not have altered that dress for her.
Mm.
You know, it's Marilyn's dress. That dress sold is the most that a dress has ever sold at auction for $4.08 million. I was at that auction.
Gives you a level of craziness, right?
Well, because I'm a fan. Like, I wanted to see all these things. Obviously, I was never going to be able to own it, but to be able to see all these iconic dresses that she wore was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim Kardashian said today that she had to lose 16 pounds to wear the dress because they could not alter it, which made me breathe a sigh of relief.
And they lent it to her. She did not buy it.
No.
They lent it to her.
Yeah.
So, okay. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's going back and all that. I mean, it's amazing to me that they would let it out of the building.
You know who owns it?
I mean, who spilled it? Who spilled something on it, right? And what if somebody did?
There has to be. You can't. Ripley's, believe it or not, owns it. That's who owns the dress.
I mean, who knew that they were still operating? Right?
I knew.
Who knew that they still had a budget?
I still go to a lot of the Ripley's whenever I see them. I like
crazy.
It. Yeah. I don't know, but I was thinking about it. It's like basically it's a costume party. And if you could have a costume party that Anna Wintour would approve of from Vogue, because she's the co-chair of the Met Gala, what would be the costume party you would have?
Well, I don't know whether or not she would approve or not, but I'm a luau type guy. You know what I mean? So I'm here for the festivities. I want grass skirts. I want us to be roasting a pig or something like that. You know, we're going to be trying to do some dancing. You know, a couple people will be there sunburnt. Like, that's my style. Fruity drinks and a small umbrella.
Oh, okay. Mine's a little different.
Yeah.
If I was going to have my own Met Gala, I wouldn't pick the theme having to do with Marilyn Monroe dress or Gilded Glamour, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
I would do Jersey Shore circa 2009.
Oh, my gosh.
So, think Snooki wearing Uggs with the jean shorts with the trucker cap, with a Miller Lite in her hand, leopard high knee boots. That's a party,
yeah, it'd
right?
be a classy affair for sure.
Yeah, that's what I think.
We go tanning. We go to the gym before.
I would be so orange. I would be so tan. And I would be Jack, too. Like, that's the kind of Met Gala we're looking for, right?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Kim, take off that dress, Kim. Take it off. Raven got scammed and he's sad.
Yeah, I can't even believe that I did this yesterday. So I consider myself to be a pretty computer savvy guy. I'm not like an IT guy or anything like that, but I'm pretty savvy with that. And I'm also really cautious when it comes to finances and logins and passwords. You know, I make the same mistakes that everybody else does. I've got passwords that I use across multiple platforms and, you know, whatnot. But for the most part, pretty safe. yesterday and over the past week or so, I've been having a problem with my network at home. So I go to update my router yesterday, and it's something that I've done before. It's a pain. It's not something that I do all that often, usually, you know, every year or a couple of years. So you kind of forget the process. Simultaneously, while that's going on, I've just fed the dogs. My wife is not home from work yet at that point, and I'm on the phone with a client at that moment. This is all happening at once, okay? And I log on to the router website, and I'm clicking on there, and it looks typically the way that it's looked before. And then I click on this thing, and it says, okay, you know, would you like to remote access for chat? And we'll fix it for you right now. And I'm like, how convenient, because I've got, you know, all my arms full at this point. All my hands are full doing other things. So I'm like, yes. And I agree to remote access and instantly have somebody in my computer. And they're pointing out to me, well, this is why your router is not working well. You've got 17 devices connected. That's typically what we have in the house with cameras and Alexa and all that. But here's 32 other users that you have on there, and they are showing me all these different things right on the screen of my laptop right here, all right? And over the process of a half hour, they've called me back 2-3 times as I had to take the dogs out for a walk, and they sound very professional. Tyler sounded very smooth, very professional.
Why are their names always Tyler?
Very good. Mm. I mean, he was fantastic at what he was doing, because what he was doing was scamming me.
Right.
So through all this process, he tells me, well, I can clean it up for you here, but it's not in the scope of what we do at D-Link. Your support with D-Link is free, but for what I'm doing here, we need a charge, one-time charge, and it's like $129.99. And then there's some other options, too, to put it in there. So right at this moment, I'm looking at this itinerary that he's put there, and in this legal notice, it's got the charge that he wants to charge me. Then it lists D-Link support for $0, and then it lists these other support things. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this has really come together quickly, and I've never given somebody access like this to my computer before, unless it was somebody I directly had an account with and, you know, knew. And every time I've been cautious, and here I am about ready to give this guy my credit card. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to take a pause for 5 minutes. He says, no problem. I'll call you back. And this is what he's been doing. So I'm thinking, of course, he's got to be on the up and up. He keeps calling me back. I talk to my wife. She immediately goes, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Because you gave them access to your computer.
Yes.
To navigate through. So now
yes,
they're in there and they can see everything.
Yes.
That remote user thing, I've only done it with our IT here. But that always scares me. Like, wait a minute.
It should
scare you. You can just take over my computer, go in and do things. Yes, they can.
Yes.
You gave this guy access to do that.
And of course, on my computer is all sorts of personal information. I mean, get rid of the thoughts of, you know, photos and information with friends, but financial information. I have spent the last 8 hours on the phone with every one of my financial institutions, changing account numbers and so forth. And it is not an easy process. Today, I got to go close my bank account.
Yep.
And open another one at another branch, another bank, really.
All because you gave somebody access to your computer and let them get in through that remote
access.
And
this computer is basically junk now. They said that they won't let me access my financial accounts unless I professionally have the computer cleaned or replace it at this point.
Just throw it out the window. Set it on fire.
I have no idea what's going to happen next. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is going to be ongoing for a while, man. Wish me luck.
Don't
make that same mistake.
Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
The Mother's Day Confessional is up. 833-431-0905. It's a voicemail. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And everything you want to confess to your mom, that's the place to do it. Or if you're a mom and you want to confess something you did to your kids, go for it.
Yeah, it's a safe space. I mean, we're not going to prosecute anybody, but I'm not going to say we're not going to judge you.
No. Again, that phone number, if you want to call the Mother's Day Confessional, is 833-431-0905. Let's check those messages.
Hey, so basically, I tell my kids that things are either closed or broken when I don't want them to have them. Like, for instance, when I'm sick of hearing Paw Patrol, I just tell them it's broken. Or the ice cream store is closed when I just don't want them to have it, or the iPad's broken. That's my confession.
I feel like that's kind of a common one, right?
Oh, yeah. How about Dakota, my little one? We have like a Power Wheels, but she drives it around inside the house. And of course, it's like ruining our wood floors. So I told her it ran out of gas, hid the charger, and told her that daddy's got to take it to the gas station to get more gas. That's why she just sits in it and it just doesn't move.
That's so sad.
Isn't it sad?
It doesn't go anywhere. She just keeps waiting for somebody to fill it up for her.
I tell her, gas is very expensive right now, honey. We can't just keep filling up your power wheels.
Just make sure she doesn't find the gas can in the shed. That could be a problem, right?
So when I was about 13, my mom was laying on the couch, and she had like a button-down nightgown or something, and she didn't realize that her nipple was like out and showing, and I didn't know how to tell her, so I went and got her a blanket, but there was like this weird back and forth of, oh, I'm okay, no, you should have a blanket, definitely put a blanket on. And I have not told her ever.
What? Your mom's nipple is hanging out. Tell your mom. Tell your mom. She wants to know that. Don't bring her a blanket. Tell her, Ma, I see your nipple.
Some people are just uncomfortable with that kind of conversation, I guess, right? Wow.
Hey, my Mother's Day confession is that when my daughter was born, as a newborn in the hospital, I really didn't think that she was very attractive. Actually thought that she was an ugly baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was a girl next to me who also had a baby on the same day, and her family was ooing and eyeing their daughter. And then they came over, and they said, oh, let's see your baby. And my daughter happened to be laying on my chest. And when they came over, I literally pushed her head down in my chest and, like, put my hand over her face because I thought she was ugly and not as cute as their baby. Oops.
I mean, that's terrible.
Your mom thought, my gosh.
I told you that my parents said that I had a flat head when I came out, and that they were, you know, worried that it was the things that they had done beforehand. So there might have been a little bit of ugly baby in me, too, you know?
Well, when Dakota had to go up to the NICU after she was having problems breathing after she was born. And I remember I was all drugged up because I had the C-section. But sure. I remember going up there and insisting to Paul that she wasn't our baby. And they were like, that one's not ours. She doesn't look anything like us. And he was like, babe, that's our baby.
Right. He's like, look at the name. It's written there.
Right. Not that she was ugly, but she certainly didn't look like us. That's it.
Right.
All right, you want to call the Mother's Day Confessional, 833-431-0905. Did your pet ever get sprayed by a skunk? What'd you do? 1-800-330-9999. Was it Baxter or Barkley? What happened?
Well, it was kind of both of them, but Baxter really got the bulk of it. So Saturday night, wife is out. It's the first day, like first weekend night that I've had in like a month where I don't have something going on, right? Some big party or whatever. So I have spent the day. We did a bunch of lawn work and whatnot, cleaned up around the backyard. And now tonight, it's just I'm going to relax with the dogs. So we're doing that. We watch Batman. We hang out, all that. It's bedtime, right? It's like 11 o'clock. Wife is out with her girlfriends. It's her friend's going away party. So I take the dogs out. Barkley's recovering from surgery, so he has to be on a leash even in our backyard when it's fenced so that he can't run. Baxter's free to run around. Barkley, again, is on the leash. So we go out there, and Barkley's, you know, smelling around the fence, and Baxter's doing his business, and all of a sudden he starts running like crazy and barking like crazy and all this and running around the shed. What he normally does when there's like a chipmunk or a bunny or something out during the day. No. Turns out it's not a chipmunk or a bunny this time. I come over to the shed, and again, he's circling around. I'm yelling at him. Barkley's going insane in my arms because I had to pick him up because he's lunging on the leash here. And now I smell it. A skunk. And it's under the shed, I'm pretty sure. And he's still gassing the area at that point. All right. So Baxter's got his nose all the way under the shed, of course, trying to get in there after this animal. I had to put Barkley back down for a minute so that he doesn't break his leg while he's hanging in my chest. And of course, he starts running all around in the area. When a skunk sprays, like, you smell it everywhere. So you don't know where it is and what it's on or whatever. I take them back to the house, and the first thing that they tell you is if your dog gets sprayed by a skunk, keep him outside. Keep him in the garage. But Baxter's trying desperately to get under the shed. So I've got to shove him back in the house so that he cannot go after and kill this thing and get sprayed again. And now I've got to carry Barkley in there too because I got to put him back in his pen because of his leg. I had to wash everything in my house. I had to bathe both of them at midnight on Saturday night. stuff that I didn't know what I was doing. And you know what? I still walk around and I smell some skunk.
Really?
Yes.
Because there's specific ways you're supposed to do it, like when they get sprayed. And I don't know because it's never happened to me, but I know that there's specific things that you should use. Some things are toxic, but there's like a way. There's a right and wrong way to get skunk off your dog.
Alexa, and Alexa's like, use hydrogen peroxide and baking soda, but don't put it in a container because it can explode. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
It doesn't seem like the best option here.
Mm.
I sprayed the dog with a lot of vinegar and then gave them baths. But again, like I'm still smelling remnants of, you know, skunk.
Bonnie wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, a tomato juice bath. Yeah, but like where do you get tomato juice? Like, right, is that like, just readily available in your fridge?
I don't have a, you know, 3 gallons of tomato juice ready to go.
Unless you're really into brunch and you like having those, you know, those drinks.
I had heard that before. I saw no reference of tomato juice when it came to the dogs online.
What do you do when your dog gets sprayed by a skunk? 1-800-330-9999. Happened to Raven over the weekend.
Oh, it was crazy, man. I was doing baths at like midnight on Saturday night. And I'm not normally the bather, so I don't know what was going on. Still at this point, there are about 6 blankets from my house all outside.
On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, Andy wrote, hand sanitizer works amazing.
I wouldn't do that to my dog.
I've had a lot of people tell me, like, when my little one has, like, markers on her hand, to use hand sanitizer to get it off, too. I used hand sanitizer to get marker off my walls.
I mean, you're talking about removing things from your walls with it, and I know what it does to my own hands. I don't know if I want to put that on my puppies.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do when your pet gets sprayed by a skunk?
You use a douche.
A what?
Yes, everybody keeps writing this on our Facebook page. It's like Summer's Eve.
But are you?
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that.
Well, let's call it Summer's Eve. Let's call it that.
All right. So I mean, what? How do I use it? What, I cut that thing open, or what do I do?
I don't even know what it
is. Yep. Unscrew it.
I've never seen one, so I didn't know that it was something that you could unscrew. Okay, and then you just
unscrew the douche.
Yeah, and you
pour it all over them.
Oh my gosh, it feels insulting.
So many people wrote this on our Facebook page, Raven, and then I started like, Summer's Eve, but they used the D word that I don't think we're allowed to say on the air, which I don't know why we wouldn't be allowed.
No, we can say it. It's technical. I just feel wrong saying it.
Right.
Like the way I would feel wrong pouring it over my dog's head.
But if it works and gets the skunk smell out.
Unfortunately, I did not have any of those readily available either.
Tana and Raven, how did you get the skunk off your dog?
Well, we use Nature's Miracle Skunk Odor Remover. Works every time.
My sister-in-law suggested that to me the day after and provided me with a bottle. I mean, of course, obviously, the dogs had already been back in the house for like 12 hours at that point, but works every time. I mean, how many times have your dogs been sprayed by a skunk?
At least twice. We get them quite frequently.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's terrible. Well,
Tana and Raven, how do you get that skunk off your dog?
I'll tell you what not to do. My husband was growing up with a dog, a little dachshund, and got sprayed by a skunk, and his mother washed her, because they had no tomato juice, that old mess, washed her with ketchup and Jean Nate.
Wait, what?
And Jean Nate, that old lady perfume.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Right.
I mean, why would you do that to your
dog? Brian said he wants to vomit every time he smells Jean Nate on an old lady.
I would imagine that the dog didn't smell right for a month after that.
I have some Chanel No. 5 if you want to pour that all over
them. It doesn't work. They tried it on elephants in Indiana Jones.
So classy. Don't use your Chanel on that.
Tana and Raven, how do you get the skunk smell off your dog?
So the tomato juice was a myth. You want to do the baking soda and the hydrogen peroxide. And you can add a little Dawn dish soap, but you want to put that on your dog before it gets wet. Once your dog gets wet, that skunk goes into their pores and they stink forever.
It's crucial to get the oils kind of neutralized first. I used vinegar and water, and I mean, it seemed to be pretty effective. I just don't know if I got it every crevice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good. Like when you get a little whiff, you're like, oh, is that the inside of your ear? Sorry, Baxi.
Tana and Raven, what do you do to get a skunk off of your dog?
Dawn first, and then do a Dawn and baking soda paste and let it sit. Skunk spray is an oil, and what you need to do is break down the oil, and the best thing and the least harmful to the dog is Dawn. They use it on birds.
Do you think it matters if it's Dawn or palm olive?
Well, I don't know. I know that they have the little duckies in the Dawn commercials.
Oh.
I know that. Every time there was an oil spill, they'd be like, oh, we used Dawn.
I mean, Dawn really does a job, I guess. Not
so
just something cutting through grease. It just cuts through everything. Do you ever find that things that are supposed to make your life easier actually make your life more difficult? For me, I feel like that happens all the time. What is the thing for you? 1-800-330-9999. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with using the self-checkout lines at grocery stores. Like, in my mind, I'm faster. Like, I can do it really fast.
Yeah.
I can, and I'm not, like, one of those people that's, like, very anal about the way I stack things in my paper bags.
Yeah.
For me, however you have to shove it in there, the most that you can shove in there is how I want to shove, because it's less bags I have to carry up three flights of stairs to get into my house.
I have the stuff with me. If I can get out of this building, make it into my front door, I'll be fine. You can charge me the 10 cents or whatever you want to charge for bags nowadays, wherever you are.
Right. So the self-checkout is supposed to make your life easier. You go in, it's fast, you just do it yourself, you're out the door, right? There's all these different registers that are right there for your using. Nope, not for me. Because without a doubt, every single time I go to do a self-checkout thing, here's what happens. I'll scan something, and then for whatever reason, it'll say, help is on the way.
Right.
Error, help is on the way. And then it doesn't let you do anything else.
You know what I do is I take stuff off too early. So I put it on the side there where it's doing the wait thing.
Yes.
And then I take it off too early thinking that I've got my total here now. I'm ready to pay. And all of a sudden, that's a problem. And same thing. Now I need an assistant to come over there. It's interesting that you think that you can do it better instead of, you know, the lack of human interaction. I think a lot of people go to self-checkout because they just don't actually want to have a conversation with a person anymore.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that I think I'm faster. Maybe not better, but I'm just faster. You know?
I'll give you one. Mm-hmm. Curbside pickup. Supposed to be great, right? Now, it's great when everybody's walking out of the building in a space suit and we were so worried about what it was we were putting in the car. Now all it is a way to give up half the parking lot. Nobody's actually waiting for somebody to walk out. If you go for curbside, they take forever now because they feel like that part's over. We've probably got a pickup box inside. It takes them forever to get outside. So random people end up parking there and it just frustrates me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm walking so far away.
1-800-330-9999. What's supposed to make your life easier but just makes it harder?
My ring light camera. That is the thing that I felt like would help me catch anybody that is doing any type of theft or any type of stealing of the packages. I get a lot of Amazon packages. It just goes off every moment. The littlest thing that goes by, a fly, a bird, I mean, anything. Somebody walks by. I had to put it on mute, and I still lose my packages. Oh, my God.
I keep thinking that I'm going to catch, like, a serial killer hopping over my back fence and, like, crawling across the, you know what I mean? Like,
do you have
it'll be some real peril is what I'm saying, right? I'll catch that and I'll, you know, be able to spring into action or call the authorities right away to prevent it. It's always just the reflection off my pool. It sets that thing off. The sun goes in, cloud goes by, then a cloud goes away, ring camera goes off, notification.
Things I've caught with my ring camera. One, a bee attacking my mailman.
Nice.
Gotta say.
That was funny.
It was funny.
That's worth the cost right there.
Right. Also, wildlife. Fox, a bunny, a lot of squirrels, some birds. Yeah, there's a lot of wildlife in my house. And the guy down the street that lets his dog go to the bathroom in our front yard and doesn't pick it up.
Now that is a crime caper.
Oh.
All right. Now that one, that's good stuff right there.
What's supposed to make your life easier, but all it's done is make your life more difficult? 1-800-330-9999. Rebecca wrote on our Facebook page at Ann on Raven, a phone camera. It makes taking photos easier, but now I have a million pictures to sort through, crop, edit, and I'll still never print them out.
Yeah.
It's true.
I was thinking about that just the other day. Like, you know, you want to see all these things and remember all these memories, right? But you have too many and you just don't view them the same way as you used to.
Right. Anne Marie wrote on her Facebook page, GPS navigation. Sometimes it's slow in giving you the direction, and if I miss a turn, sometimes it takes you in circles or a non-existent road. I saw a meme the other day that I never related to more. It says, my GPS gives me a lot of credit for knowing what 600 feet is. You know how many times I just keep driving right by it? I'm like, oh my gosh, that was it.
You know, it's funny. I keep thinking to myself, how much distance can I cover at 80 miles per hour? How quickly will that happen?
Yeah. Hi, it's Anne on Raven. What's the thing that's supposed to make your life easier, but it's just made it more difficult?
Meal prepping, like preparing all your meals for the week, and you just make, you know, a bunch of dirty dishes all at one time.
Yeah, so Anna has a friend that it takes all Sunday, right?
That's her Sunday.
She's not allowed to come out on Sundays because she's busy.
Yeah, she's cutting vegetables all day long. Cutting vegetables, cleaning me, prepping things to make her week easier. But you just gave away a whole day of the week. A good one, too.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be easier. Exactly. But right. And then, you know, isn't it, too, the meal prep is really about, like, portion control and stuff, too? Like, I don't want to have to count out all these walnuts. Mm-hmm. Who wants to have to count out 700 walnuts for the week? I don't want to do that. Let me just grab a handful of walnuts when I want some.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is supposed to make your life easier but doesn't?
Pre-ordering at a grocery store. Like, you know, you're supposed to pre-order. It's supposed to be easier so I don't have to go there and, like, roam the stores. But every time I do that, half of the stuff is missing, mm-hmm. and I'm never told about it. Then I have to deal with it anyway and roam the aisles or ask and blah, blah, blah.
I did it once, and I clicked that they could do substitutions. And it was the same thing. Like, literally half the stuff that they sent me was different stuff. Most of it was good stuff. It wasn't like, you know, it was bad, but yeah, it totally screwed with the entire order. And it messed with the total and all that. Yeah.
I stopped doing it because they wouldn't send certain things, right? And then how do you make a dinner when you need certain ingredients and they just leave out some ingredients? So now I have, like, only half the things I need and I can't make that dinner. What am I going to do now?
Yeah, no, that's frustrating.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Frustrating.
Santa and Raven, what's supposed to make your life easier, but it doesn't?
Definitely my Roomba. I mean, I turn it on as I'm cleaning other parts of the house and I come back and I either get a clogged Roomba or dust still all over the floor. It does absolutely nothing.
My wife keeps trying to convince me that this thing can run over all the ridges and go fine from the floor to the carpet. And we have, like, an area where there's tile, and I swear that ridge is, like, I don't know, an inch and a half tall. There's no way it's running over that thing without four-wheel drive. There's no way.
Never.
Yeah, she's
never
a filthy does. Liar. She's a filthy liar.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Troy and Leslie. Leslie, let's start with you. What's going on?
You see, Troy, he's a DJ, and he was supposed to be DJing this prom for our son, but he's a 17-year-old kid, and now he's decided he doesn't want his dad there, which makes complete sense in my opinion. I think back to when I was in high school, I wouldn't want my parents basically spying on me. I think he should just either get one of the other guys to do it or figure something else out.
How is it that you came to be asked to do it anyways? The school reached out to you? I mean, oftentimes, I know the school is looking to save on their budget. Is that basically how your name came up?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's how my name came up. My son mentioned that I did it, that, you know, that's my business. They came up and they made the call and I was fine with doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask him what he thought about it at the time?
Well, I mean, he brought it up, right?
Yeah, exactly. He brought it up. I was like, yeah, like, I'm fine with it. And then I got a phone call and then, you know, it was kind of just confirmed. So he was 100% fine with it, or I probably wouldn't have even known about it.
Yeah, I can see how something like that comes up. And when it's at the student council or the organization meeting or something like that, everybody's like, that's a great idea. We'll save the money. It's awesome. And then as soon as you tell your actual friends, they turn around and they're like, wait, what? Your dad's going to be there? What? Things happen quick like that. It's too bad. You thought you were the cool dad, and then now you're being shut out by your own. Ouch.
I guess that's to be expected to a certain extent, but I don't want to go back on my word. You know, I already told him I'll do it. Like, I don't want to just back out at the last minute.
I mean, surely they would be understanding.
I mean, will they be? If the understanding would be like, oh, yeah, I don't think my son wants me to see him dance. I think that's, like, a very poor excuse.
Yeah, and I think that you make a lot of assumptions thinking that another DJ is just going to take on the gig at this point last minute and take it on for whatever money you were going to make. You know, I mean, that's the thing is, regular guys that don't have a connection to the place, they're going to want to make their rate.
Yeah, but what's the alternative? Like, somebody has to do it.
Right. I mean, if you send somebody from your company, inevitably, you know, if the school isn't paying you enough, then you're going to have to, you know, pay your guy. So that kind of puts you in a tough spot.
Out of pocket.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you went from being the nice guy to the dope, for lack of another word.
Basically.
We can see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Leslie, that if it's really going to be a problem for your son, it's his senior prom. Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he only gets one prom. It's either he goes and DJs this prom, or, I don't know, the kid might be mortified, and then that's the only memory he has of his prom, and he just has this negative association with his dad watching him dance with his friend.
He's the one that wanted dad to be there in the first place, agreed to have dad be there, and then all of a sudden got cold feet about it.
Right.
Like, that's his problem. Like, that's, he made a decision. He can't go back on it.
Right.
But they may see your side too, Leslie, where he's 17.
Yeah.
You know, this is his only prom.
I know. He's a kid. He changes his mind all the time.
maybe Troy's right. He's got to suck it up, and he's going to show up, and he's not going to pay money out of pocket to pay one of his guys now to cover the gig. He already said he's going to do it, and he's going to do it.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couple Score with Anna and Raven.
I mean, in his defense, he did ask his son. His son said it was all right. Troy, he owns an entertainment company, was asked to DJ his son's senior prom. So Troy, his son said, okay, yeah, let's do it. And now he's doing it. Problem is, as prom gets really close, he's changed his mind and now doesn't want dad to do it anymore.
I mean, I think it puts your dad in a big spot. I mean, frankly, it was the son who first brought it to him, who brought it up at school and said, you know, my dad owns a DJ company. And then when they reached out to him, he seemed to be all on board with it. Schools always want to save money, right? So, of course, Troy says, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. Why not? And I'm sure that he gave him a very low rate. Now his son has got a big problem with it. And Leslie thinks it's just totally fine if he doesn't go, sends one of his other guys. But guess what? That same other DJ that's working for you is not going to agree to do it for a lower rate. Now you got to pay him out of pocket. Puts him in a bad spot.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, whose side are you on?
Hi, I think I'm on the wife's side, but my suggestion is to record the music and send it in. Why can't they do that?
Oh, but a live DJ is so much better. I mean, how are we going to do it? Like, play it? Tape?
I mean, you just play your Pandora if you were going to do that.
Yeah, no, you need a real DJ at your prom.
For the kids,
yeah.
But it's nice of you to suggest, Mom, right. But I don't think I want to go to that party. I'm sorry.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. At first, Troy and Leslie's son was completely on board. Troy owns an entertainment company, and the school had asked Troy to DJ the senior prom. And their son thought it was cool, but now that the prom is coming up, he changed his mind. Doesn't want dad there.
Yeah, when you're in the student council meeting and somebody's like, how are we going to get a DJ that we can afford for this party? And you suggest, oh, my dad owns a company. That is awesome, right? Everybody cheers and gets excited. Then when you go back and you hang out with your other friends, and they're like, what, your dad's going to be there? Wait a minute. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. Leslie thinks that Troy should just eat it. Pay one of his other guys from the company to go. But he says, listen, this is a budget. The school gave me a certain number. I don't want to pay my guy. We'll be out cash on that.
Yeah. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the dad's side because it's about taking your son responsibility. He asked him to do it. His dad didn't come to him and volunteer to do it. His kid changes his mind. It's life. He needs to learn responsibility and just go with it.
The big thing to me is, I mean, you're talking about probably a $1,500 swing, right? You went from making $800 to now you're out $800 because you got to pay your guy or $1,000 to go do the party. You know, whereas, like you said, wasn't him that went to the school and said, hey, I'd love to DJ your prom. You know, they came to him. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the father, but I have a couple suggestions. One is that the son just choose to dance in the corner where the father can't see him.
Great.
And the other is if he sends a different DJ, the son's got to pay the difference.
Yeah.
Look it off.
I just like to think about the son by himself in a corner with his face facing the corner and just kind of doing like the shuffle.
You know, I think about how chaotic my prom was. I probably wouldn't have even seen my dad if he was DJing, you know what I mean? Briefly, but that's it.
Well, it's true, because actually one of our messages on our text line at 1-800-330-9999 says, unless the graduating class is 20 students, I doubt the father would even notice his son, particularly
right.
If he's focused on the music.
Right, the lights are down.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Troy, our audience agreed with you today. He had the opportunity to say he was not comfortable with this. He did not take up that opportunity. You already agreed. And when adults make agreements like that, they follow through. And that's exactly what you're going to do.
Sounds reasonable for me. That's how I see it.
I mean, the defining thing for me is if I send one of my other guys, I got to pay him, right? So as far as I'm concerned, you said yes. You had no other option at this point. I mean, your son is going to have to deal. I think that night it's probably not going to be that big of a situation. I mean, you're going to be busy, and so will he be.
That's true.
Leslie, you going to be all right with this?
I mean, I still personally think that it's worth it to pay the extra money and get a new guy to do it to make the kid happy. I mean, it's his prom. You only get one prom.
I don't know. After paying for the tux, whatever else that's coming with it, I doubt I'm going to pay the DJ another $800. But that's me.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
It can't be Raven Cash jackpot thanks to Discover Card is $6,500. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of your appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Hillary, you ready to play?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Hillary.
All right, Hillary.
Thank you.
He's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Netflix has officially canceled the animated series titled Pearl that Meghan Markle created. The Duchess is married to which prince?
Harry.
Number two, Bill Murray apologized about his actions on the Being Mortal movie set after someone filed a complaint against him. Bill Murray was Dr. Peter Venkman, a parapsychologist in what 1984 blockbuster?
Ghostbusters.
Number three, Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's famous Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress to the Met Gala. The year Marilyn sang to the president was the same year she died. What year was that?
Oh my gosh.
Guess.
I don't know.
Number four, real vampires are urging Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox to be careful when they drink each other's blood. What American supernatural teen drama that debuted in 2009 was based on the book series written by L.J. Smith?
Vampire Diaries?
Number five, the newer social media app that's taking over the world right now is where people get one notification per day, and then they have 2 minutes to post an unfiltered picture of whatever it is that they're doing right at that moment. What is that app called?
Meta?
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Hillary got 3 out of 5.
All right, Hillary. $6,500. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Netflix has officially canceled the animated series titled Pearl that Meghan Markle created.
Yeah.
The Duchess is married to which prince?
She's married to Harry.
Number two, Bill Murray apologized about his actions on the Being Mortal movie set after someone filed a complaint against him. Bill Murray was Dr. Peter Venkman, a parapsychologist in what 1984 blockbuster?
No, that's easy. Ghostbusters.
Number three, Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's famous Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress to the Met Gala. The year Marilyn sang to the president was the same year she died. What year was that?
Well, the same year she died, huh? I'm going to guess 61?
62. Ugh. Number four, real vampires are urging Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox to be careful when they drink each other's blood. What American supernatural teen drama that debuted in 2009 was based on the book series written by L.J. Smith?
Is that Vampire Diaries?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys are tied at 3. 5, a newer social media app is taking over where people get one notification per day that they have 2 minutes to post an unfiltered picture of whatever it is that they're doing right at that moment. What's the app called?
Oh, gosh, I knew this. Mirror?
No, Be Real.
Ah, yes.
Oh, Hillary, you guys tied at 3 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Man, today was a good day to take them down.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hillary and I can't be Raven.
Close, though. Hold on, Hillary.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $6,600 tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.